This is a Chris and Tanner classic clip. This one is from All Caps Podcast episode 21, which aired on July 21st, 2009. It actually birthed a couple running jokes we still haven't gotten over 7 years later. For more like this, visit chrisandtanner.com. On with the show.
I am for abortions of all sorts, post-term and pre.
Yeah, post-term abortions. I hope Obama gets behind them as well. That won't be controversial at all.
Well, I mean, if you're three, look, okay, if you've got a kid and let's say he gets to 3 years old and you're like, look, this kid's looking like he's turning out to be a loser and there's not much more I can do to sway him towards coolness. I mean, get rid of him. What's the point at that point?
Well, have you ever seen, I've actually seen these in person. I don't know if you even know about these, but in certain places, I'm not sure they're in the U.S. Maybe I saw this overseas. I can't remember exactly where I saw it. But they have baby drop boxes. Have you ever heard of these?
No. No. It's a great idea.
It's amazing. So, like, I don't know what you call them, nunneries? What are the places called where nuns just, like, live, you know?
It's called a... what are they called? An abbey?
I don't remember. Something, whatever that is, where nuns live and that kind of thing. A nunnery sounds like a manufacturing place for nuns. But yeah, so those places will have often, and I don't think it's just places where nuns live, but various kinds of humanitarian establishments where you can trust the people are ethical or moral or whatever, which is, I would put under great suspicion anyone involved in religion. But so, you know, these places will have a little door on the outside where you can place a baby in and sort of drop it in. I don't want this baby anymore. I don't know what to do with it. Instead of throwing it in a dumpster, I'll put it in this little baby drop box. And then the nuns pick it up and are like, all right, we now have this baby and we'll deal with it.
I think it was just maybe a year and a half ago or so. I'm pretty sure it was in Missouri or one of those west of the Mississippi, but like in the center of the country states where they passed a law that allowed people to drop their babies off at the fire departments in the state, and immediately they noticed a surge in the amount of and I think they had to strike that law because it was just overwhelming. Like, so many people were like, fuck this. And like,
it's like a bin at Blockbuster, you know, when you drop off your videos. It's like overflowing with babies.
That's all you hear.
We can't process all these babies. There's like people trying to shove two babies in at once.
There's a line, people holding their babies out, arm's length, trying to get rid of it.
I love the day that the Dropbox is announced. All of a sudden, there's a flood of people. Like, there had been all these people sitting at home saying, I want to get rid of this fucking kid. If only there was a way. The fire department makes a mistake. All of a sudden. Unwanted children. So funny.
What they should have started doing is like inducting them as honorary fire department members and then, you know, have them actually riding on fire trucks and shit.
Like Dalmatians. Yeah. They'd have to modify the fire trucks to have like holsters for all these babies, like a baby bandolier.
Oh my god!
It gives the firemen something to do. They're usually just hanging out.
Yeah, I mean the guys down by me. There's a lot of fires around this area, but like, I usually just see them hanging out on like the nice nights. They got the door to the garage door to the firehouse like wide open, and they're just lounging out there. The only thing they're not doing is, you know, drinking beers. But they're just hanging out, enjoying life. It looks like the most cush job of all time.
And until you,
yeah,
until you get in the burning house and a roof falls on your head. All right, let's move on to the news. I could go on about baby drop boxes for. I'm actually looking at a story which I'll link because I'm sure people are thinking that I'm lying. But I just found a story. This is amazing. I hadn't read the headline until just now. Here's the headline. This is like an Onion story. This is on MSNBC. This is real, and I will post it. Okay, the top header is Japanese baby Dropbox service abused. And then the second headline is father allegedly left three-year-old in box.
I love the idea that, like, at three, the kid is definitely, you know, out and about, you know, knows.
Walking, talking.
You know, walking. He's like, daddy? And they're like, getting their kids.
Trying to stuff him in a box.
We're done with you.
Is the box even big enough? Or did he just, like, chain him to a cinder block? And put a note in.
What would be great is if the number one requirement is that, like, you had to write an epitaph and like, staple it to the baby when you put it in there. So it's like, you know, that way everyone knows, like, okay, this baby peaked at 3 years old, ready to die, you know, put it. Anyway.